Brought to you by Bose, presenting their most advanced pilot headset ever, the Bose A20 Aviation Headset. It provides acclaimed noise reduction, along with a comfortable fit, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity.
Hi, this is Mary Grady for AvWeb, and today I'm talking with Dr. Brian Seeley. He's the president of the CAFE Foundation, which organizes a forum once a year to bring together all the players working on electric aircraft. This year's event is coming up April 26 and 27 in Sonoma, California. So Dr. Seeley, thanks for talking to us today. I guess to start, can you just tell us a little about what this unique event is all about and some of this year's highlights?
This is our seventh annual CAFE Electric Aircraft Symposium. The first one in 2007 was keynoted by the late, great Dr. Paul McCready. And this event has grown each year. We've discovered through the NASA Green Flight Challenge sponsored by Google that the real great and transformative promise of electric aircraft is their extremely good propulsion and extreme quiet, and that this is what really allows them to begin to offer something that no other conventional Piper, Cessna, Mooney, Beechcraft has been able to do, and that is the quietness that is going to enable close proximity operations. And of course, the emerging field of autonomous flight can be folded into this to make a truly transformative vehicle, literally a autonomous sky taxi that is simply operated with a credit card and has no pilot. This is a revolutionary idea, and yet we see all the technologies available to make this happen converging, and we're very excited about that. The program itself is virtually a who's who of the leaders in this electric airplane movement, everything from the short runway capabilities to the ultra-quiet capabilities and the autonomous capabilities, and then, of course, the energy storage aspect, on which we have several keynote speakers this year. So we're very pleased with what's coming up.
And who are a couple of your keynote speakers who people might have heard of?
Well, Dennis Bushnell, the chief scientist from NASA Langley, gave a wonderful standing ovation presentation here 2 years ago, and he's returning to tell us an update on energetics and energy storage. Dr. Winfred Wilkie from the IBM Research Lab is coming to give an update on the very exciting lithium air battery that had roughly five times the energy content of today's best batteries. Two of our Personal Aircraft Design Academy trophy winners, both Greg Cole and Tina Tomaszek, Greg Cole of Windward Performance and Tina from Pipistrel in Slovenia, they're both coming. We anticipate that Randall Fishman, the pioneer who flew the first electric plane, will be here. He just confirmed with us yesterday. Chip Yates, the world record setter of highest speed flight in an electric airplane, will be there. And a number of people that are not yet rock stars, but they're in the laboratories of research in photovoltaic and ultracapacitor that are really at the cutting edge of breakthroughs there. And then the lead person from NASA's fixed-wing aircraft program at NASA Glenn is coming out from Cleveland, Ruben Del Rosario. The event goes on 1.5 days, and on the second day, we're going to have a number of presentations with regard to the low noise and some extreme radical design like morphing. Dan Raymer, the author of the nation's premier college textbook in aeronautics, will be talking about morphing for high-speed cruise. And then finally, it's anticipated that Bertrand Piccard, the noted leader of the Solar Impulse World Flight, will be there as well to speak. So it is just an outstanding faculty.
So I imagine one of the topics that, well, that you always talk about is batteries, and it's been in the news lately, of course, with the issues with the 787. So where are you guys with that? Do you have a different kind of technology that's not subject to these kind of meltdowns, or, you know, what's the status of that?
You know, we were so delighted that one of our nation's true leaders in lithium battery safety, Dr. Eric Darcy from the National Renewable Energy Lab, who heads their safety program, is going to chair our evening dinner discussion, a panel discussion by all of our top energy storage people on that very topic. And so I think we'll really find both the alternatives to the volatile lithium battery, as well as discussions on how to use those batteries more safely with battery management systems, with pre-tests and quality control and so forth. So we have an ideal place at which those kinds of issues can be aired and some way forwards found.
Okay, so I know that you're hoping that Bertrand Piccard will be able to bring the Solar Impulse aircraft to your event. Do you have other aircraft that you expect to have there flying or on display?
Well, we have tried to find a sponsor to help Eric Raymond bring his beautiful new Sunseeker Duo, the two-seat solar-powered beautiful motor glider that he has currently in Europe. He is trying to move that aircraft and its operation to California, and if we succeed in getting a sponsor, then we would anticipate having that aircraft as well. Greg Cole had been working on his Green Flight Challenge single-seat electric plane, and he's made progress with it, but we're not sure he'll be able to bring it.
Okay, well, is there anything else you'd like to add about what's going to be going on that weekend or anything that you're up to with your other projects?
Well, we're working at a reprise in the form of a five-year Green Flight Challenge that we hope to formulate with NASA and other federal agencies in the next couple of months. And if we're lucky, we may get to announce such a program at the Electric Aircraft Meeting. And of course, here in Sonoma Wine Country in the late spring, it is a very beautiful place to be and a nice place to have a meeting. So we're just really looking forward to this.
Okay. And if people want more information or if they want to register to attend this event, where would they go for that info?
It's quite readily available at cafefoundation.org.
Okay, perfect. Well, thanks very much.
All right. Thank you, Mary.
Brought to you by Bose, presenting their most advanced pilot headset ever, the Bose A20 Aviation Headset. It provides acclaimed noise reduction along with a comfortable fit, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity.